Ran Yud Chesom Mer Aleph, the Mishnah. Al Shisha Chadoshim, Al Shluchim Yotzim. The Shluchim were sent on 6 months. We'll see later in another Mishnah that originally were another way of letting people know when Rosh Chodesh was. But eventually they sent Shluchim. And the Shluchim went out for 6 months. Al Nisan Etnei HaPesach. They go out Nisan to let people know when Pesach is. In other words, as soon as the basin is Mekadesh L'Chodesh, the Shluchim go out. So they could make the Chodesh the 30th day from the previous month or the 31st day from the previous month. So nobody knew when the basin was Mekadesh L'Chodesh. They don't know when to count 15 days from for Pesach to be. So they sent Shluchim to let people know. And the Shluchim got not to everywhere in Eretz Yisrael, but most places in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Bizman Hazeh, even though we're not Mekadesh Al Pi Hariyah, and we have a calendar, but because Minig Avoseihem B'Yadeihem, so we keep in Chutz Laaretz 2 days and 1 day in Eretz Yisrael. So some Rishonim learn, Ritva and others, that it's totally in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. Since in most places in Eretz Yisrael, the Shluchim got to, so the minig is that in all of Eretz Yisrael, you keep 1 day. And since in most places in Chutz Laaretz, the Shluchim didn't get, in all of Chutz Laaretz, keep 2 days. The Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam holds that the way it was then, wherever the Shluchim came, they kept 1 day. Wherever the Shluchim didn't get to, even in Eretz Yisrael, they kept 2 days. And if they got to Chutz Laaretz, then they only kept 1 day in that place. So the minig is the same thing. In those places where the Shluchim got to, they keep 1 day, and places the Shluchim didn't get to, even in Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days. The minig, though, is that all of Eretz Yisrael is what's it called, 1 day, and all of Chutz Laaretz 2 days. Eilat, which is not really part of Eretz Yisrael, the Shaila, since it's part of the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, many poskim hold you only keep 1 day there, and some poskim hold you keep 2 days, Yontif and Eilat. So Al Nisan Bnei Pesach, Al Av Bnei Atainis, and Av because of Tisha B'Av, and obviously the Shluchim didn't get to the same places till by the 15th as they got by the 9th. Al Elul Bnei Rosh Hashanah, Elul, so we'll know when Rosh Hashanah is. Al Tishrei, and even though they kept Rosh Hashanah 2 days anyway, but at least you should know which of the 2 days is possible. Al Tishrei, Netakonis HaMoados, once we know which day was really Rosh Hashanah, they sent Shluchim, so you'll know when Sukkot is. Al Kislev, Netne Chanukah, Al Adar, Netne Apurim, Ukshahoye, Beis HaMikdash, Kayim, Yotzin, Afal Iyar, Netne Pesach Kotten. And even though they sent Shluchim for Chanukah and Purim, but Bizman Hazeh, for sure, the minig is not to keep 2 days Chanukah and 2 days Purim, Misafik.
But they did that?
Because yeah, when the Shluchim didn't come, they kept their hat. They didn't know. They didn't know what it was. It was an actual Safik. Okay. See Rashi. Al Shisha Chadoshim. Shluch, right. Ukshahoye Beis HaMikdash Kayim Yotzim Afal Iyar Mipnei Pesach Kot. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, they sent Shluchim even for Iyar in order to know when Pesach Sheni was. Al Shisha Chadoshim Shluchim Yotzim Shekitchu Beizin HaChodesh Al Pi Eidim Kishiroas HaChodesh. They were Mekadesh the Chodesh Al Pi Eidim, that when they saw the new moon, they would come and give testimony. Modim HaShluchim L'gol L'yom Shekitchu. And the Shluchim went to tell the people in Golus when, what's it called, the Kiddush HaChodesh was. In Biyom Shloshim, the Chodesh Sha'over Chaser, if they made Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day from the previous month, so the previous month was only 29 days, or Biyom Laman Aleph, the Chodesh Sha'over Mole, or on the 31st day, and the previous month was a Mole 30-day month. They went till Pesach. The Tori Evan says they actually went till Shvi Shal Pesach, because whatever they could gain, that people should know this last day of Pesach, when it was, they didn't have to keep 2 days. So they continued on Chol HaMoed again for the last day. The Al Av Bnei Atainis, V'holchin Kol Shmonas Hayomim Chutz Min HaShabbos. And they went all 8 days, except for Shabbos. Shabbos they didn't travel. Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, Modin Mosai Hischil Elul, right? And Elul, they let people know when Elul started. V'osim Rosh Hashanah B'yom Shloshim L'Elul Begola. And they made Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day from Elul, but they kept the next day also because they weren't sure which day Rosh Hashanah was. But at least this way they knew which the days were a Suffolk. The Rov Shonim ain't Elul Ma'uver. Most years, Elul was only a 29-day month. The Alphabish is Suffolk, who be Yadam Shemi Avru Beizdin, Efshalahen Ladas. And even though it's a Suffolk, maybe this year Beis Din made Elul a 30-day month, right? Val Korchon Holchin Achar Rov Shonin. Right? And if you didn't know when Elul started, you wouldn't know when the 30th day is, that you'd know when the Suffolk is. The Al Tishrei and Nei Takonis on Boados La'Achar Shekidshu Beis Din L'Tishrei. After it became obvious when Rosh Hashanah actually was, and they sent Shluchim, so you'd know when Sukkot was. Hashluchim Yotzim L'Yom HaMachris V'Hochin Ad Mokum Shechol Magiyad Achad. Modianim Ibru Beis Din Elul V'Imla. They let you know if Elul was a 30-day month or a 29-day month. Kadesh Le'Yalivim Nokvam B'Yom HaKippurim V'Sukkot. This way, at least places that they could get to by Yom Kippur, they'd know exactly when Yom Kippur was and exactly when Sukkot was. Pesach Katan, Pesach Sheni. L'tomei v'shoye b'derech rechoka b'rishon. Somebody was tomei or b'derech rechoka and couldn't do Pesach Rishon, did Pesach Sheni. Where it says, v'leif kumnomei atamus. And Tosus points out, you didn't need shluchim to go for Shavuos, because Shavuos depends on 50 days of the Omer, so they just counted from Pesach, and the 50th day they knew was Shavuos. V'leif kumnomei atamus v'teves. Why didn't they go out for Tamuz and Teves for those Taneisim? Right? There were Shivasar b'Tamuz and Asar b'Teves. The Omer of Chana Brabizno, Omer of Shimon Chasida, Maidichsiv, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvako, Tzom HaRavi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaAsiri, Yiel LeBeis Yehuda, V'Sosn V'Simcha. Korli Tzom, V'Korli Sosn V'Simcha. It says that the fast day will be a Tzom, Mashma, will be a Sosn V'Simcha. Mashma, that it's still a fast and it'll still be Sosn V'Simcha. It can be both at the same time. How could that be? Korli Tzom, V'Korli Sosn V'Simcha. Bizman shiye shalom, yu l'sosn l'simcha. When there's shalom, Rashi learns, we'll see shalom means when there's a Beis HaMikdash. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, so then there's sosn l'simcha. These same fast days become a yontif. Ein shalom, when there's no shalom, in other words, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, so then you have to fast. Omer apapa hachikomer. Bizman shiye shalom, yu l'sosn l'simcha. Yesh gzeres hamalchus, so when there's a gzeres hamalchus, then you have to fast. Ein gzeres hamalchus, the ein shalom, but if there's no Beis HaMikdash, but there's no gzeres malchus, it's relative peace, but no Beis HaMikdash, then ratzu mesanim, ratzu emesan. Then it depends, if you want to fast, you fast, if not, not. And the Rashba says it depends on each person, individually, if they want to fast or not. Everybody has the choice, whether they want to fast or not. And the Ramban says it depends on Rove of Klal Yisrael. And Bizman Azeh, Rove of Klal Yisrael have decided to fast on these fast days, and you have to fast. So there's no... in fact, the Rambam holds that Shalom doesn't depend on Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It depends on if there's Tzoros or not. And even during the second Beis HaMikdash, since there were so many Tzoros, even though there was a Beis HaMikdash, they fasted on Tisha B'Av. Okay, what's it called? During the second Beis HaMikdash. So those people who say, because we got back the Kosel HaMaravi, right, shouldn't fast anymore. And Tisha B'Av is Narishkeit. What's it called? The Ram holds even fasted when there was a Beis HaMikdash. We don't hold like that. But Lamaisa, surely the reason for fasting on Tisha B'Av has not gone away because we have the Kosel HaMaravi and they can make Ashba'ot for Tzahal in the Rechavas HaKosel. That does not take the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Mura says, okay, Domer of Rashi, Domer of Chama Barbizna, the Kulu you may tainis ninu, Bismanazeh. All these days, Shivasa Batamos, Asura Bateves, are you may tainis. She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. And it's there's no Shalom, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Rashi says, then you have to fast. Umasnisim Bismanazeh Komari, the Midiktani Ukisham Mikdash Kayim. The mission is talking after Churban Beis HaMikdash, because it said, and when the Mikdash was Kayim, Mashman, we're talking about now when there is no Mikdash. Shalom yad Yisrael. Shalom means that we're in charge. You the sosun l'simcha le'osar behesped of atinus. Then there'll be besosun simcha. What sosun simcha mean? You're not allowed to say a hesped or a fast on those days. Yesh gzeres malchus som chovel isanus ban. If there's gzeres malchus, then you must fast. Ratzu ein misan. But if there's no shalom, but there's no gzeres malchus, then it depends, Ratzel. The Kivan Dirishusu, Lomitarchin, and Shluchim Olayu. So the mission is talking in a time when it depended on people's Ratzel. And therefore, they weren't Matriach, the Shluchim, to go. They also didn't keep 2 days. Because Michas Chinuch points out, the main thing by these Taniyos is that sometime during the month, you fast. Because it doesn't say specifically the day, it says Som HaChamishya, whatever. The Igor is the month. So if you didn't get the right day, you get the next day, but it's in the same month, the right month, it's okay. Therefore, they weren't Matriach people to keep 2 days fast day on these fast days. Ramban says that really all these fast days should be the same. They should start at night, like Tisha B'Av, and have all the five Inuyim. But Lamaisa, since it depends really on Ratzu, we weren't makabel the other Taniyos, except for Tisha B'Av, as full day fast without the five Inuyim. But Lamaisa, there are shitas that hold that really that's what should be, and Bal Nefesh should be machmir to fast like Tisha B'Av on Shivasa B'Tamuz, on Asar B'Tavis, and on Tzom Gedalia, and all the Inuyim. And Shabura Saka says that a Bal Nefesh should not do any of the Inuyim on what's it called, any of the fast days. And again, a Bal Nefesh also should start the fast days. There were Gedolim like that who started fasting on Shavuos or Batamos or whatever from the night before.
Okay. Anybody do that
fast? I'm not familiar with it. But it does say that Maisa, if you start fasting from the daytime, you shouldn't bathe. You shouldn't put on what's it called, deodorants or whatever, sicha, except for shoes. Shoes, nobody's machmerin, except for Tisha B'Av. Okay. Zemara says, Yihachi Tisha B'Av Nami. If that's the case, then Tisha B'Av should be the same thing. They're all in the same pasuk. So Tisha B'Av also should depend on Ratzu or low Ratzu. So why do they send shluchim for Tisha B'Av? Amra Papa Shani Tisha B'Av Hoyel the Huchbul of Tzoras. Tisha B'Av had many Tzoras happen on that day, and even though Shavuos and Batamas also had many Tzoras, but the Tzoras that were Huchbul on Tisha B'Av, Tosa says, was Churban Abayis. That's the predominant reason for all these Taniyos, therefore Tisha B'Av is different. Rashi? No Rashi. The Omar Mar, B'Tisha B'Av Chorav Abayis, Barishon the Uvishnia. Tisha B'Av, both the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed. The Nilkad of Beitar, and after Churban HaBayis, the last stronghold of Bar Kokhba was in Beitar. Beitar fell. The Nechrash HaIr, and after that they plowed over the city of Yerushalayim. Okay, and all those things happened on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, it doesn't depend on if you want or you don't want. Tisha B'Av is altogether. So the Shaila, what that means. Some say that since Huchpul Obotzoros, so the Rabbanim were Mesakin, that Tisha B'Av doesn't depend if you want or you don't want, but it's only Din Rabbanim. And therefore Tisha B'Av is Manazeh, is not Midivrei Kabbalah, it's not from the Pasuk, it's from Nevi'im, it's only Din Rabbanim. And others hold that it's Mamasha Din Midivrei Kabbalah. The Tur holds like that. Okay, Omer Tanya, Omer Reb Shimon. Arba dvarim hoy Rabbi Akiva doresh, v'ani ein doresh kamoso. The four things that Rabbi Akiva was doresh, and I don't hold like him. And even though Rabbi Shimon was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, he could argue on him, especially when it comes to Agadita. Tzom haravi zet tisha b'tamuz. He used to learn that Tzom haravi was the ninth day of Tamuz, shebo hufka ir. That's when the city was broken into in the first Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was Yud Zayin Tamuz. And we fast on Yud Zayin because the second Beis HaMikdash is more relevant to us than the first Beis HaMikdash. And they didn't want to make two fast days within a week and a half, so they made it Dafka Yud Zayin. The Yerushalmi says that even in the first Beis HaMikdash, the city was broken into on the 17th. And even though it says in the Pasuk the 9th, it's because it was Tzoras were so bad, they lost track of the time, and they wrote the wrong date. So when they found out the right day, when they changed it in Tanakh, because one didn't reflect how bad the things were that they didn't know, that they couldn't imagine, they couldn't know the not right date. So it was recorded the way that it was that it happened, that they made a mistake in the date, and we'll know how terrible the Tzoras were that they couldn't even know the right time. But according to Rishalmi, both in the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, Hufko Ir on Yud Zayin B'Tamuz. Shneamar, b'tishol lechodesh, v'yechazik haro b'ir, v'lo hayolechem la'am ha'oretz, v'tiboka ha'ir. V'amei kori le'revi, revi lechodoshim. It's the fourth month, which is Tammuz. Zoma Chamishi is a Tisha B'Av, Shebol Nisra Beis Elokeinu, V'amai Kori Lechamishi, Chamishi Lechadoshim. Right, it's the fifth month, what's it called, and there are three different sources when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. One says the seventh, one says the ninth, one says the tenth. So Chazal explained, the seventh, the Goyim came into the Heichal and ate and drank there, seventh and eighth and ninth. Towards the evening of the ninth, they set the Beis HaMikdash on fire, and it burned throughout the tenth. So the Iker burning was on the tenth. But the reason they made the Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says, is because Aschalta de Paranusa Adifa, so the Gemara in Tainis, and the seventh is significant, that's when they broke into the Heichal. Tzom HaShavi is a Gimel B'Tishrei. Tzom HaShavi is Tzom Gedalia. Shebo Nera Gedalia Ben Achikam, Umi Hargo Yishmoel Ben Netanya Hargo. Lamed Chasheshkula Misosin Shal Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis Elokeinu. Right, some say that Gedalia was killed on the third day of Tishrei. And other Rishonim say he was killed really on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, but they couldn't make that a fast day, so it was a Nidche. So every Tzom Gedalia, the way that it was made, L'chatchila, was a Nidche. But the Rambam, most poskim hold that the Gedalia was killed on Gimel Tishrei, not Beis Tishrei. And the verse says, who killed him? Yishmoel ben Netanya Hargo. And tells me that to teach me that we fast on Tzom Gedalia, just like you fast on Tisha B'Av, because Mises Tzadikim is as serious as Sreifas Beis Elokeinu. So they're medayik. Why is it saying Umi Hargo? It's a pasuk, right? We have to know the whole history. Gedalia was killed. But if he was killed by Goyim, so his Misa would have been a kapara. But he was killed by Jews, right? So it made the Misa of Chomer Kechurban Beis HaMikdash. Not only was it a tzara that Gedalia was killed, but a Jew was the murderer. V'amei kor leShvi, Shvi leChadoshim, seventh month. Tzom HaAsiri zeAsara b'Teves. The Tzom HaAsiri is the tenth of Teves. Shebo somach melech bovel al Yerushalayim. That's when the siege began on Yerushalayim in the first Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar v'hidvar Hashem elai b'shona atshiis b'chodesh HaAsiri v'esor lachodesh. Leimor ben odom k'sav lecho shem hayom es etzem hayom hazeh. Then the what's it called? Some Rishonim learn from the Etzem Hayom Hazeh that Asar B'Teves, if it fell on Shabbos, just like Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you fast, you'd have to fast on Asar B'Teves too. Asar B'Teves, according to the calendar, can't fall on Shabbos. It can fall on Friday. And if it falls on Friday, we fast back on Friday. But if it could fall on Shabbos, you'd fast on Shabbos too, because it says Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Somach Melech Bovel HaYishulayim. V'amai Korli Asiri. Asiri L'Chadoshim. Right? This happened first. If you're going chronological events, first came the siege, then everything else followed. So Asar B'Teves should have been mentioned first. The Loma Nichtav Kan, right? Kedei Lahazdir Chadoshim Ketikunam. So why did the Pasuk say it in this order? To say it in the order of the months. The fast days that come out in the months, so even though this happened first, but the Tainus is on a month, the last month, so Mela, it mentions it last. Va'ani eini omer kein. Rav Shimon said, I don't hold like that. Ela Tzom HaAsiri zechamisha b'teves. Tzom HaAsiri also chronologically happened after the other ones. And it's not Asara b'teves. It's chamisha b'teves. Shebo bo shmuel legola shehuk so'ir. That's when they heard in Bavel that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. It took so many months for the news to come that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. So they got the news in Bavel on the fifth day of Teves, after Churban HaBayis, months later. Shenemar v'yihi b'shtei esrechot hashana, v'asiri v'chamisha l'chodesh l'galusenu, bo elai hapolit mirushalayim le'mor, huksa ha'ir, v'asu yom shmua ki yom shreifa. And the day that they heard that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed, they made a fast day. The nirin devarim midvarav, and what I said is better than what Rabbi Akiva said. Shani omrao rishon v'achron achron, because I say it in chronological order. V'hu omrao rishon achron v'achron rishon. He says it not in chronological order. He has the first thing last. Ela shehu mona l'seder chadashim v'ani mona l'seder puranios. He goes only in the order of the months, and I go according to the chronological order of when things happened also. Okay, Rashi. Arba dvorim ha'alolu v'zu achas min. This is one of the four. V'hagimul shnuyim b'tosefta, the sota. If you want to know the other three, they're in the tosefta and sota, v'sifri. Then Adam Yoshvei Atarbus, Hatzon V'Abarki Yishochet, V'Tzeresoes Ben Hogra Mitzvahs. These three psukim, Rabbi Akiva darshan one way, and Rabbi Shimon darshan a different way. Somach Melech Bavel, Hischil Otzer Aleho. The siege on Yerushalayim in the first Beis HaMikdash started on the 10th of Teves. Shmuel Agola, on the 5th of Teves, that's when the news of the Churban got to Bavel. Legolas Yechonya, Shigolo LeBavel, Achasas Reishonoth Neachurban. Who were the, there was already, Yechonya went into Golas with the Cherish and the Mazgir, which was the Talmidei Chachamim, went into, that's what it says in Megillas Esther. Shigolsim Yechonya Melech Yehuda, that was 11 years before what's it called, the Churban. There was a first Golas, was first wave of Golas to Bavel was with Yechonya. They took all the Talmidei Chachamim pretty much. And 11 years later, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and that's when they got the news, a few months later, in Teves. Shani Omra Rishon, Shavaseder Mikra, Rishon Lepuranios. Betchila Hufka Ir, Beachakach Nisraf Habayis, Betisha Ba'ab. Uvetishre Shalachrav Nerach Gedalia, Uveteve Shalachrav Bosa Shmua. So everything's in chronological order, according to the way I'm learning the Psukim. Behu Omra Rishon, Shavaposik Achron Lepuranios. Bealachron Shavamikra, Rishon Lepuranios. And he puts the last thing first and the first thing last. Shari Tchila Somach V'Achachufka. First they had the siege, then the city was broken into. Nimtza Yudzayim B'Tamash Shu Rishon B'Mikra Achron V'Smichas Bavel Shu Mucher B'Mikra. Comes out that the first thing that happened is the last thing mentioned. Ela Shu Mon Seder Chadoshim V'Omer Shlo Hikbir HaMikra El Al Seder HaChadoshim. Rabbi Akiva held that the order has to do with when these things, which months they fall in, but it's not relevant what the chronological order of the things when they actually happened. B'kach mona tamus kodem l'teves. V'ani mona af l'seder peronios. And I'm going according to the chronological order of the things that happened and also the months. Okay. Itmar. Rav Rabbi Chanina Amrei batl Megillas Tainis. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amrei lo batl Megillas Tainis. Rabbi Megillas Tainis, Rashi say, Batla Megillas Tainis, Yomim Tovim Shekavu Chachamim Al Yedei Nisim She'iru Bohem. During the second Beis HaMikdash, there were a lot of Nisim that happened, and the Rabbanim were Koveya Yomim Tovim. Yomim Tovim means just that you didn't fast or say Hespedim. Some of them were only Aser in fasting, but you could say Hespedim, and some of them you couldn't say Hespedim either. Some were at a bigger degree of Yontif, some less. Otherwise, there were no yontif. They didn't make kiddush. They didn't, what's it called, have a suda. This was the only thing. It was also the hesped of a tainus. Nothing. They didn't say halel. There were yontif only for that. They nisim she'iru behem v'osrim betainus. The yesh mehem af behesped. Some they asked only betainus, and some even behesped. The kosum of megillah achas, and they wrote them down in a megillah, okay? And this was the first Torah Shabbal Peh that was written down, megillas tainus. Right, it was really Torah Shabbal Peh, but they allowed it to be written. That was the first Torah Shabbal Peh to be written down. Elein Yomaya Delovi Sanobahu. And the Megillas Tainis starts, these are the days that you're not allowed to fast, and some of them you're not allowed to say Hespedim. Akshav Shechorav Habayis, Botlu. But now the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so these days are Botlu, we don't keep them anymore. They're not significant anymore. Umutarim Behesped Tainis, you're allowed to fast and say Hespedim on these days. They no longer, that's the man, the Omer says, but the Megillas Tainis. And Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Leish say not, that Megillas Tainis is still in force. Even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Megillas Tainis is still in force. Rabbi Chanina Amrei, but the Megillas Tainis. Hachi Kamar, right? Bisman Shiye Shalom, Yu L'Sosim L'Simcha. Right? They say that Megillas Tainis was bottled. And what's it called? What does that mean? The Chara we said before, that these days are going to be L'Sosim L'Simcha. And those that won't be allowed to fast on those days, or say hespedim or whatever, right? So what's shot? Bisman she shalom yulasos no simcha ain shalom tzon v'hanech nami kihani, right? And these days, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, just like the yomim tovim of the fast days was batel of these days that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, these days were lasos no simcha and these were batel. So the other days of Sasan and Simcha were also bottled. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amri lo batel Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is still in force. Hanihu de Talinu Rachmana v'Vinyan Beis Hamikdash. These days, which during the Beis Hamikdash were Yamim Tovim, right, were batel because they had to do with the Beis Hamikdash. The reason that they were atzom to begin with because of Churban Beis Hamikdash. Then when the Beis Hamikdash was built, they turned into Sasson v'Simcha. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they were batel. But the other things had nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash per se. They were things to do with what's it called, with Nisim that happened during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Aval Hanach Kidekai Mikaimit. But the other ones had nothing to do specifically with the Beis Hamikdash, so the Churban Beis Hamikdash didn't affect them. And they're still in force. Mosiv Rav Kahana, Maisa the Gazru Tainus Bechanaka Balud, the Yorid Rav Elezer V'Rochatz. Right, they made a Tainus on Chanukah in Lud, and Rav Elezer went and bathed on that Tainus. Rav Yeshua, the Sipir, V'Omru Lohem, Tzu V'Sanu Amashis Anisa. And Rav Yeshua said to them that what you fasted on Chanukah, you have to fast again to make up for the fast. You did something wrong. Right, just like we found by a Tainus Chalom, we fast on Shabbos, you have to fast again to make up for the fast, the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. So Omer Rabbi Yosef, Shani Chanukah Dika Mitzvah. So you see, Chanukah wasn't batel. And that was after Churban Beis Hamikdash. See, and Chanukah and Purim are part of Megillas Tainus. So Omer says, no, Chanukah is different. Because Chanukah, aside from just being a day that you don't say Hespedim and don't have a Tainus, it also had a mitzvah. Pashtus, the mitzvah was, what's it called, was Chadlokas Aneros. Even though there is a sheet that says the mitzvah of Chanukah it's talking about is Sudas. The mitzvah to have a Suda. But we don't hold like that. So Pashas, the mitzvah means Neiros Chanukah. Omer lai avaya v'tiftel ihi v'tiftel mitzvasa. If the days of what's it called, Megillas Tainus were bottled, then let the mitzvah be bottled too. Samara says, Ela Omer av Yosef, Shani Chanukah v'farsim Nisa. The Nais was Mefursim. It's a Pirsume Nisa, and therefore they didn't want to be Mevatel. So they weren't Mevatel Chanukah, even if Megillas Tainus was Batel, but Chanukah wasn't Batel. Rashi. Ein Sholom Tzom, V'yafagav Nizman HaBayis, Karinu Mu'adim Tovim. Right? Even though in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, these days were called Mu'adim, Sosom V'Simcha. So, still when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they were bottled. So, too, the other Yomim Tovim were bottled, too. The Hanach Nomi, the Megillas Tainus, Ki Hani Mashvinen Lohu, Ki Hechi, the Hani Batli, Hani Nomi Batli. Whereas the Talino Bebinion, and then the Man Yomru holds it wasn't bottled, says no. These days were bottled because they were dependent on the Beis HaMikdash. The other days were separate Nisim, had nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't bottled. The Alidea Churban, Hukvu Litzom. It's because of the Churban that these days became significant as Tzom. The Ali they have binyan hukvu liyantav. And when the Beis HaMikdash was built, they turned into Yomim Tovim. So their being Yomim Tovim depended on the Beis HaMikdash. Shikshe nivne ba'yisheni sholchu b'nei agola ha'evke b'chodesh ha'chamishi. Right? He nozer kashir asisi zeh kamashonim miyom ha'churban. They sent to Ezra, should we continue fasting on Tisha B'Av, even though it was second Beis HaMikdash? Kamo shenemar shom, sheshivim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kitzamtem usofel b'chamishi u'b'shvi, v'zeh shivim shona, mikan ve'elech yu l'sosom l'simchon v'adim tovim. And again, I tell you, the Rambam holds that l'maisa, that was in the beginning of Bayisheni. But afterwards, there was so much soros, and with the whatever, the Yevonim, or whatever, that they reinstituted Tisha B'Av in Bayisheni. During Bayisheni, they fasted on Tisha B'Av. V'yored Reb Elezer, v'Reb Elezer v'Reb Yeshua achar Churban HaBayis. Reb Elezer and Yeshua were after Churban HaBayis. Right? And he didn't keep the time. He made Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Rabbam Churban HaBayis. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the time of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who was their Rebbe. His son, Kolomer Asu Tshuva. Doesn't mean read Mamish fast. Do Tshuva on the fact that you fasted on Chanukah. The Mepharsim Nisa, Kvar Hu Goli L'chol Yisrael Ayedesh Nogu HaMitzvahs, Chanukah, since there was a mitzvah, and the mitzvah was mefarsim the neis, they didn't want to mevatel Chanukah. Mosiv Rav Acha Bar Huna betalta betishrei betelis ad karta minshtaria. On the third day of Tishrei, there was one of these moadim, right? During the second Beis Hamikdash, what was the yontif that they were mavatal mentioning Hashem's name in shtaros? She goes from Malchus Yovan Gzeira, Shelo Vahaskus Shem Shemayim Alpiha. That Yovan made a Gzeira that they shouldn't mention Shem Hashem. They weren't allowed to mention God's name. Ukshigavra Malchus Chashmonoim and Yitzchum, when the Chashmonoim overpowered the Greeks, so Hiskinu, they made a Takana, right? Not Takana's based in, but they instituted, right? As a custom, Shumaskirim Shem Shemayim Afilu B'Shtaris, that they mention God's name even in a regular shtar, to show that we can mention God's name when we want. The Kachoyu Kosim, this is what they wrote in the shtar, Bishnas Kach V'Tach Liyokhanin Koin Godul Le'el Elyon. So they mentioned God's name in the shtar. Ukshashamu Chachamim, the Chachamim were not happy with this. Why? B'davar Amru L'machar Zeh Porei Eschol V'Avinim Tashtar Mutl B'yashbo B'itlu. Shtaris are meant to be thrown away. So tomorrow, if somebody's going to pay his debt and throw the shtar away in the garbage, and the God's name is on it.
That wouldn't affect the dollar?
What?
That affects the
right. So then, what do you mean?
The dollar and God we trust?
In God we trust? Shaila, that this was in Lashon Kodesh. In other Lashon, there's a Shaila whether it has, what's it called? You shouldn't throw it down in the garbage. And they were mavaklet. Also, Hayom Asu Yontif, and the day that they were mavatlet and the people accepted it, they made it a yontif, and that was on Gimel Tishrei. So I saw somebody says that the reason why Gimel Tishrei, because Aseres Meitshuva are connected the Aseres Hadibros, and each day connected one of the Hadibros. So what's the third day? The third day is connected Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Elokech Lashav. So they made the yontif on the third day of Aseres Meitshuva on Gimel Tishrei. The Isloch Adaitich Batl Megillas Tainis, right? If you hold that Megillus Tainus was bottled when the Beis Hamikdash was bottled, so Kamaisi bottle, Achronaisi Mosifet. If the first ones were bottled, we make new ones. If the old ones were bottled, surely you don't make new ones, right? So the Gemara answers, Hachamayaskin was Mansur Beis Hamikdash Kain. No, it had Taka was during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, by the time of the Chashmoyim, not after Churban Habayis. Rashi. Metalta b'tishrei, kach kosu Megillah, Lashon Arami. Right? That in the Megillah's Tainus was written in Lashon Arami, not in Lashon HaKodesh. B'telos in karta bitlu askora shem shabai bin ashtoros. The Chachamim were successful in telling people to stop mentioning God's name in shtoros. U'bekoshi yochlu levat, u'shikvar no'aguam. Once people start doing something, it's hard to change their ways. When they were successful, they considered that a nace. Right. Sometimes a nace of people listen. Sheshomu chachomim ubitlum huchshar adover b'neiem, v'nechshav lohem l'neis, v'asu yontif. So where it says that didn't happen after Churban, it happened during. So we'll see what's it called on Sunday, when we'll go back into the Sivya, Maisa, the Gemara's Mashma, that if these Yomim Tovim were bottled, you surely don't make new ones. So that would seem to imply that Bizman Azeh, you can't make new Yomim Tovim. We'll see, it's Machlokas Achronim, whether it's possible to make new Yomim Tovim for miracles that happened after Churban Beis Hamikdash, whether it's possible to do such a thing or not. From this, Mashma, you can't. We'll see, on Sunday, we'll go through the rest of the sugya with Butler Megillus Tainus, see if it's possible or not.